All right, now let's get to a story about a musical pairing that on paper maybe shouldn't work. It's a fly-by-the-seat-of-the-pants improviser along with a meticulous electronic composer. Let's start with the improviser, Reggie Watts. Watts is the band leader for The Late Late Show with James Corden. But before that, he was a comedian with this particular delivery. It's an absurd stream of consciousness. This is him giving a TED Talk back in 2012 where he is basically poking fun at some of the stuffier TED Talks he had seen.
As music is only the division of space, and it is the space we are listening to divided as such, which gives us the information in comparison to something other that gives us the idea of what the idea that wants to be transmitted wants to be. So please, without further ado.
So that was actually all improvised. And then he shows off this other talent. Reggie Watts creates intricate pieces of music, again, totally improvised, using mostly wordless vocals, which he inserts into a device that loops those vocals live. So he might start with a simple rhythm like this. And the device seamlessly loops that into a beat. But that's just where the fun starts. I asked Reggie Watts about this process.
I just add, you know, drums, bass, rhythmic elements. I riff over that. Sometimes I'll discover a melody. I'll add that to the loop, and then I'll harmonize over that to create kind of a chorus or a hook. And I've been trying to be the one that you believe in. So it's, I guess you call it live production.
So this is really fascinating to watch, but Reggie Watts just wasn't satisfied.
I'd always wanted to make proper dance music, like techno, house kind of realm. I have always been trying to do my own electronic projects, but not quite getting the sounds right. It was always a dream to be recognized by the scenes that I really dug. You know, if I could get like a German like dancing, you know, in Berghain or something like that, uh-huh. Just be like, what do you think of this track? And they'd be like, it's not bad. I would be like, great. I did it.
So enter the other part of this duo, the composer, John Tejada. The Los Angeles Times calls him one of the most important figures in L.A. dance music for a couple decades. Watts and Tejada met at one of Tejada's club gigs, and he agreed to help Reggie hone his sound and build upon some of those improvised loops. So together, Watts and Tejada became Wahada. See what they did there? Now, a lot of electronic dance composers can spend months obsessing over just one song. John Tejada decided to fight that instinct and be with Reggie Watts in the moment.
Our sort of mantra is like, art shouldn't be painful.
So a song might start with a simple John Tejada beat. And then Reggie Watts lets his creativity take over. Again, here's John Tejada.
I think initially it's sort of like throwing paint on the canvas and then seeing where we're at. And then once the canvas gets kind of full, we have the ability to sort of edit and tweak. It's hours of fun, and it's just tons of material.
With John Tejada's grounding in composition, Reggie Watts now had that missing element he needed to make the music he had dreamed of.
I just never had the patience because I'm more interested in like, oh, this is a cool idea. Oh, how about this idea? So with John, it was very refreshing to know that he's like, no, that's all I need. Cool. I'll see you later. You know, and I was like, okay, great. That's it. Okay, cool. And then we have a badass track.
And while Reggie Watts took advantage of John Tejada's precise and thorough nature, Tejada says he learned a valuable lesson from Reggie Watts' approach.
I remember one time he came up with this great idea, as he does, and I just looked at him like, how are we going to do that? And he just looked at me and says, yeah, we're just going to do it. That actually really stayed with me, to your credit. Like, ever since then, if something seems really difficult, I just sort of think of him going like, yeah, we're just going to do it, you know? And that's kind of a small transformation for me, I think.
Reggie Watts and John Tejada are Wahada. Their new album comes out today. It is called Don't Let Get You Down.